The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Happy Hour. Today I am joined with Maggie.
Hey.
Yay. This is going to be such a good episode, you guys. I feel like you are just someone that everyone has like wanted on this podcast since I started. Like everyone's like, we need an episode of Maggie. So this
Thank
is going
to
be so good.
I'm so glad I'm coming on now rather than before because I feel like I've had so much change happen personally that my answer to the questions I feel like would have been so different like a year ago or when you started the podcast.
I know.
So I'm happy so we waited. Everything happens for a reason.
Wait, okay, and talk about who you are for a second, because some of the questions were like, who is she? I was like, how do you not know who Maggie? If you know me, you know Maggie. Come on.
My name is Maggie. I am 23 years old. I live in Boston, Massachusetts. I am like a lifestyle YouTuber. I just do vlogs on my channel and kind of show everything that I love, whether it's like fashion, beauty, health, wellness, stuff like that. So that's what I do.
I'll have your channel. I'll have her Instagram, all the things in the notes, in the description. I never know how to call it. It's so weird because it's so similar to YouTube, but it's different. So all her things will be linked, you guys. And the first thing that I know we should just talk about, because everyone's going to have questions, like if you're new here, if you're like, who's Maggie? What's your relationship? The whole thing. So I thought we could just do a quick background and like how we met. I feel like we talked about this so much, but just in case you guys haven't heard. So, we met, what year did we meet? Like 2016? 2017?
Yeah, it was beginning of 2017. Mm-hmm. We did a photo shoot with our friend Arlen, who you went to BU with.
Yeah.
That's how you guys met, and I went to high school with him. So, I've known him since I was in like 7th grade, and I got invited to go to Boston for a photo shoot. And he was like, come take pictures. I'm going to be doing like pictures, videos, like with a few of my friends. I was like, oh yeah, like that'd be fun. And I remember actually that morning, like I was just so not in the mood. It was like a cold, gloomy day in March. And I was like, I really don't feel like being outside. It's freezing. I don't know if I want to be like in front of the camera, put on the full face of makeup, like do the whole thing. And I remember talking to Tyler and he was like, you should just go. Like you haven't seen Arlen in forever. Like it'll be fun. And I went and then you and I hit it off. Like Gretchen and I instantly became like best friends.
Aww.
And we took photos together all day and it was really fun.
I love that story.
Me too.
The story of us, you guys. Wait, I remember you saying that because obviously I didn't know in the moment, but you were like, yeah, I was having like a rough morning. And Tyler was like, you should go. And it like was so fun. You guys, I didn't know that I was meeting Maggie. We like started the day. I was like filming a video for something with Arlen. And I like remember the first, we'll talk about this later, our first impression of each other. But I remember the first moment I saw Maggie, she like walked in the room and I was like, she's so cute. I like her outfit. That was like the first thing I thought of her. And I was like not prepared for this photo shoot. I was probably wearing like a sweatshirt and leggings and she like gave me her scarf so I could like look cute in the photo shoot. And I feel like we just hit it off. So that's how we met. Mutual friend. Arlen is like the plug. I've met so many people through Arlen. Like he just has so many friends.
Yeah, he does.
So if you want to meet people, Arlen Moore, everybody. But that's how we met. And the next thing I thought that would be really worthwhile to mention, you guys, is Maggie, are you starting a podcast?
I am starting a podcast. It's been long awaited, something that I've been thinking about for a very long time. Honestly, like a year since I was on my first podcast episode, I was like, I love this. I love how you can be real. I feel like every episode I share so much more than I share in my YouTube videos. I don't know what it is, but I think it's not to say that I'm not like real in my videos, but I feel sometimes I can't like show my true personality and really open up it and be myself when there's a camera and I'm like alone with a camera recording myself. It's the weirdest thing. Maybe it's just in my head, but sometimes I get like shy almost to show that side of me. And I feel like on podcasts, I just love talking. I could talk for hours. So I've been wanting to start one forever, and I'm actually going to start one with my sister, Emma, which we thought would be so fun because we could bounce off of each other, have like conversations. You could get to see Emma and I, like a different side of us together, just like talking, chatting. We're going to have guests on too, so it's going to be really fun. I'm really excited. So stay tuned.
Yeah, so that's coming soon, you guys. I knew that would be so good to talk about, and you guys can get all excited. And you probably know Emma. If you listened to my episode with Emma before, we talked all about hockey boys and great things like that. So yeah, I love that. I so agree with that too. I just feel like a podcast just lets you talk more, you know, like you just have it like an hour or however long it is to just explain more, and it's such like long form content that I feel like you really get a good gist of like what you're trying to like get out. But in a vlog sometimes it can be so quick, or whatever video, and you're like, oh my gosh, you just really didn't like get like the point of today or like what I'm trying to say because it was just so quick.
I feel like vlogs are good for showing and rather than telling. I feel like I hate just sitting in front of the camera for 20 minutes of just me talking. I feel like that's the main reason why I'm so excited for a podcast.
That was just like a light bulb in my head. Like, you are so right. Like, vlog is like showing, and podcast, it's literally telling you. Like, we're telling you like what we have to say.
Yeah, you don't have to like so be watching. You could be walking, driving, doing anything.
I never thought of it like that, but I love that. So yes, podcast coming soon. And you guys know we always talk about what we're happy about and just like a happy quote or idea. So I gave Maggie a heads up. Take it away. What's something you're happy about right now?
Something I'm happy about right now is honestly just enjoying the moment where I am and just being so happy with my apartment and the fact that I live across the hall from Emma and my brother lives down the street and my boyfriend Tyler just moved in. I just am really happy to be exactly where I am right now. Not thinking about, okay, what's the next move? What am I going to do next? Mm-hmm. When my lease is up in a year, where am I going to be? I feel like it's good, obviously, to think about the future in a sense where, like, to have a little bit of an idea. But I used to be so hard on myself in the past, just like having to know like what was going to be next and thinking like, oh, I just did this thing and I accomplished that. Like, I need to move on to the next thing right away. I'm just like really enjoying the moment and so happy to be like here right now today with you. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm happy about right now. Just like being here with you and
I love that.
Talking and getting to catch up.
I love that so much because I feel like it's just obviously everyone knows it's so easy to get caught up in thinking about the past or the future. And I find myself so doing that. I'm like, okay, I have this lease and it ends in a year, but like, what does life look like after that? Ooh, anxiety, like I'm stressed kind of thing. So I love that you're thinking of that. And that reminds me when I had Arlen on the pod, he made me sit really still and quiet for a moment. And he's like, Gretchen, all we have is right now. Like, there's no future and there's no past. All we have is literally right here in this moment, like recording this podcast. And I was like, whoa, that made me feel so weird. But like, it's so true. Mm-hmm. And it just shows you like how important presence is, like your tattoo.
Yes.
So I love that. And then is there like a happy quote that you love, like a favorite quote or like idea, anything like that?
Right now I've been really loving the saying or like affirmation, I am here now. And I like journal that in the morning and stuff like that. So it just really helps me stay present and aware. And that's something I've been like working on a lot recently.
I love that. That reminds me, I think it was like my last week's episode or the one before that. I was saying how my mantra like came to me one day when I was feeling like down. And I just had this thought like, I am enough. And yeah, that just reminded me.
I love that. It comes to you. It really does.
Yeah. Like, I was, like, worrying about, like, whatever it is. Like, my fitness journey or whatever. And then I'm like, wait, what if, like, how I am right now is just, like, enough?
And it is.
We're getting deep over here. I know. I could, like, have it here.
It always gets deep with us, you guys. I wish we could record every day that we talk.
I know, Maggie. I always get... This is definitely going to get deep. And I like that you talked about journaling because that... We have questions about that. Okay, so first, I was telling Maggie, I had this more organized, you guys. You know that my brain, like, bounces all over the place. Like, that's how I am. But it's a little more organized. So first, we're going to talk about the questions that have to do with, like, the two of us together. So I kind of said for me, for, like, our first impressions of each other, I just thought she had, like, the cutest. I remember your outfit so well. You had those, like, big baggy, like, ripped jeans. And I think your shirt had, like, a saying. It was, like, a crop t-shirt. I remember it was, like, a graphic tee. Like, she just looked so cute. So that was my impression of her, and I feel like more than that, like, just the day that we spent together, I just knew that we clicked so well. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I love her. Like, we can just chat, and I don't know. I just thought she was the best. So that was my first impression.
Yeah, my first impression was the same. I just thought that we really clicked. I thought that you were obviously so sweet and like exactly how you guys would picture Gretchen to be. Just based on when you watch her videos, I know you get so many comments from people saying that you're always so positive and so happy and like uplifting. And when I first met you, I was like, wow, this girl, like you were the most positive person I have ever met. And you just gave off such like good energy and you have such like such a light about you. And I feel like you literally just like glow and are just so happy. And that was my first impression. I was like, oh my God, I love this girl. I love her energy. Like I want to just be around her and spend so much time with her.
I like remembering after that day, I would like Snapchat Maggie. It was like a relationship. I would like Snapchat her and be like, oh, Maggie's like Snapchatting.
I know, we'd be like, let's go to Seoul. Let's go to Sweet Green.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cute. This is like a cute episode. Okay. And then the next thing I know we talked about in that Q&A that we filmed in Texas about our, what's our favorite thing about each other. But I just thought we could say it quickly since I know we said it before. But I remember that I said my favorite thing about Maggie, and I swear, I just know that it's like changed me as a person and like my life, is how confident she is and just like who she is and like loving herself. And she just like, I feel like taught me in a way that like I could be that way too.
Oh. That makes me so happy.
And that I could like be confident and love my, I'm gonna like cry, woo! So yes.
My favorite thing about Gretchen is, there's so many things, oh my God. So my favorite thing about you is really how you are, is this the right word, selfless? You're so selfless. Like you always put others before yourself. You always check in on people when you know that something happened. Like you are always checking in, like haven't talked to you in a while, how have you been doing? Or if you know that something happened, like you check in on everyone and you love people so much. And that's something that I admire so much, because I just feel like you know more than anybody how much you just need to, like, I literally don't even want to say this because I'm gonna cry, but you just like love people and show them that you appreciate them, which you understand more than anybody how to just like cherish like your relationships with people, and you just love spending time with people. And one thing I noticed also, I'm going on a tangent, but when I'm with you, you're never on your phone. You're very present when you're with people and you spend time with them. Like, you make sure that you're fully engaged in your conversations. You're so positive. You light up every room that you walk in, and you're just always so happy and make people feel so good when you're around them. So.
Aww. That was really sweet.
And that's on that.
That reminds me. That just made me think, like, if I'm with you and I'm on my phone, like, you probably don't matter that much to me. No, I'm kidding. Because I feel like when I'm with people that I'm, like you guys, like, I want to catch up with you all and, like, hang out. Like, I'm just not on my phone.
Yeah. Because you never are.
That's, like, what's important to me. I feel like I've been with friends in the past.
I didn't quite catch that.
Siri.
Could you please repeat it?
No.
Siri, shh. Like, I feel like I have been with friends in the past and I'll like look at my phone and I'll like a million calls and texts from someone. They're like, hello, like I've been like waiting for you to answer, or like, where have you been? And I'm like, oh, sorry, like, guess
you're just,
I was
present.
Busy. So yeah, that makes me feel good, because I feel like I can have issues with worrying about the past or the future. But I notice that about myself too. Like, I'm happiest when I'm with friends, and that must be because I'm so present and in the moment. So I love, this is like making me realize things. Okay, this question is, did we visit each other in college? And I like this one because I like remember these moments so well.
Yes. Remember I visited you and it was Arlen's 21st birthday?
Yes.
And you got a PR package from Smashbox.
Yes.
And they sent you like 30 lipsticks, and you and I were freaking out, like, what color should we wear? We matched our lipstick and we wore, we wore maroon lipstick to the party.
And we had matching
skirts. Leather skirts on. We had bodies.
21.
Yeah, I think it was like 30 degrees out, and we wore little tiny matching leather skirts with
Emma's
big laughing booties. We had these tall black booties. We wore leather jackets and white bodysuits. We matched.
Times.
I know.
I remember Maggie had these like Forever 21 skirts. We're like, okay, who gets the black leather skirt and who gets like the burgundy leather skirt?
And then we wore our maroon lip, and I think my skirt matched the lip, honestly.
Yeah, of course. Of course it did.
So, and then we went out, and it was fun.
Oh, I remember that. And I remember my other memory of visiting you at Bridgewater, and Emma was there too, and we were all laying in your bed, just like in a row, like on our phones, or like.
Yeah. And we went to Mary Lou's and got coffee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just remembered those moments. I forgot about the lipsticks and the leather skirts. I forgot. I'm so happy we talked about that. What's our favorite activity to do together? feel like this is such an obvious one.
So we love SoulCycle together. Yeah. We love going to workouts. Mm-hmm. And we also love shopping. Yeah. Well, the old us, you know? Like the us from 2 summers ago when we like ran around Italy and
we enable each other.
Oh my God. And Hawaii.
Very bad.
Yeah. We enable each other. Bad. It's not good.
Because it's like one of us will get an idea like, oh, like I really like this, but it's like something you don't need and like not necessary. And the other person's like, yeah. Like
that's so really cute. Like you need it.
Like Maggie's like, you need that. Not like a normal suitcase to buy home, like an expensive one to put all your stuff in that you bought.
Invest in it, Gretchen. It's a Louis Vuitton suitcase. You'll have it for the rest of your life.
She's like the angel on my shoulder. She's like, yes, do it. And I'm like, okay, you're right.
Just relatable things.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Shopping. But yeah, that's old us. We're like,
that's the old us. Trust me.
We have questions about minimalism. So that's it. Okay. On to Maggie, you guys. So I really, I was peeing laughing. I like this because these questions were so many questions about Maggie with her routine and self-discipline and organization and stuff. Cause I feel like that's something that I was gonna say, I'm not sure if a lot of people know. I feel like people know, like they get the vibe. Like I just feel like when I see any of your content that you're putting out, it's so like soothing and zen and just makes me feel like more organized about my life because you're so organized. Like I love it. And so yeah, I feel like everyone picks up on that. And now I'm interrupting super quick to tell you guys about ShipStation. I think that now could be a really great time to start with a small business that you've always thought about. You guys know I've been thinking about making happy hour merch, like either like yellow crew neck sweatshirts or hoodies or like maybe like a yellow tie-dye mask. I don't know. I've been thinking about it so much. We will see where that goes. But this brings me to ShipStation. Okay. If you are an e-commerce seller or if you've been thinking about it like me, when you're selling online, getting a lot of orders can be so tough to just track who gets what shipping carrier should use, and if you're getting the best rate. So that's why you guys need ShipStation. It's the fastest, easiest, and most affordable way to manage and ship your orders, print out labels, get your product to your customers, etc. ShipStation just helps online sellers of any size get orders out quickly, save money on shipping costs, and keep customers happy. I love that ShipStation just helps online sellers of any size because obviously I would be starting off so small, just get out orders quickly, save money on shipping costs, and keep customers happy. Even if you're selling on Amazon, Etsy, your own website, I like that ShipStation just will bring all your orders into one place, just making it really easy to manage from all your devices. I know you can even use on your cell phone. And ShipStation works with all major carriers like the U.S. Postal Service, FedEx, UPS, and Amazon Fulfillment. So you can just compare and choose what shipping option works best for you and your small business. And ShipStation also offers big discounts on shipping costs. So any business can access same postage discounts that are usually reserved for really large companies. I don't know if you guys knew that, but that's just something that's really nice with ShipStation. You'll just always know that you're getting the best deal. Personally, just knowing how simple shipping with ShipStation is makes me so excited for the future of making merch. I know you guys, so many of you are just like really asking for happy hour hoodies or something like that. So we will see where that goes. It is no wonder to me that ShipStation is the number one choice of online sellers. Basically, you'll just be able to ship more in less time with the best rates available. And I know right now you guys can try out ShipStation for free for 60 days when you use the offer code GG. So get started at ShipStation today. Again, it's totally free for 2 months. I know you won't even have to put in your credit card to start your free trial with my code GG at ShipStation.com. I just knew I had to tell you guys about that, especially if you've been thinking about starting a small business during this time like I have. And now getting back into the episode, you guys, Maggie has so many good tips for us. You better be listening closely. So how do you think you developed your consistent day-to-day structure?
Being completely honest, I wish I could say that like a few years ago I watched a video or read a book or did something to learn, but I have just been this way since I was little. I was like 10 years old and my room was always organized. I loved just like playing around with the decorations and like rearranging it and having everything in its place. I don't know why, it just was so satisfying to me ever since I was little. I was like born this way. And I wish that I could just share how I became so organized and like in a routine and having my life more structured, but I just have always been this way. There's definitely things that I do to hold myself accountable because not every day is like that. And sometimes I just like don't feel like doing anything, you know, like we all have our days. I'm human at the end of the day. Like it's not perfect all the time, but yeah, I just feel like I've always been like this.
Oh, I love that. It's just who you are deep down. I like that because you just know yourself and you know you're a person that like thrives.
Yeah, and I feel like I just have recognized how good I feel when I do the things that I do. So I've always been like a routine type of person and I really like structure. I love organization. It makes me feel very satisfied and calm. So I feel like I recognize how I would feel, and especially doing certain things. Like I picked up different tips and stuff on ways that I could change my life and like tried out different things. So I really just found out what worked for me, especially when it came to routines and what made me feel good and what made me feel like I could, this sounds dumb, but like perform at my best every day, mm-hmm. you know, and like be in the right headspace and kind of make decisions that were going to benefit me and my life. Mm-hmm. And I just put all those together that really made me feel good and then stuck with that routine. And when I don't do my routine, I feel off. I feel like something's weird. I get anxious. Not that I like get anxious like really bad, but I'll just feel like out of it. And I just am such a routine person.
Yeah. So wait, I love that. I feel like I'm having realizations. You're teaching me. I'm like learning because that just, you kept saying about how it makes you feel good. And that just reminds me, I feel like, especially on this podcast, I've talked so many times about, especially I feel like with eating, like people are always like, what do you eat? Or like, blah, 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 eating habits. And I'm like, for me now, all I can do is just focus on what makes me feel good. And it like, it's like a lot of trial and error and just being honest with myself. Like when I eat this, how do I feel? And it's not like, ooh, how do I feel when I'm eating it? Like this is exciting and tastes good. It's like, no, like how does my body feel after? Like how am I like feeling? How am I doing? And I never thought of like your routine in that way, but that's a good way to think about it.
Before I go to bed, I don't go on my phone for the last hour that I'm awake and I plug it in across my room. And when I do go on my phone before I go to bed and I slip up, I'm like, oh, it's the weekend. It's not a big deal. I don't sleep well. And I wake up the next morning and I'm like, I literally know I didn't sleep well. I was like, didn't fall asleep right away. I woke up a few times during the night because I was on my phone before I fell asleep. That. And then even when I wake up in the morning, I don't go on my phone for the first 30 minutes to an hour. Mm-hmm. I don't check any social media, any emails. I do my morning routine. And when I do check my phone right away, I respond to a message or do something, it like messes up my day. I recognize it and I'm like, I know how I feel when I do everything I promised that I would do to myself. Mm-hmm. And when I don't and I break those promises, like I can feel how it affects me. Mm-hmm. So it's just all about trial and error and really finding out what feels right for you.
That reminds me so much. I know, I feel like you know even more about Ed Milet than I do because I've listened to like a handful of podcasts. Like I really need to know more. And I think I talked about on one episode talking about how I feel like I organize my life more. And I just remember feeling like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he just said this. Like I feel like he's literally speaking directly towards me. I remember him saying in an episode, it might have been on The Skinny Confidential, and he said, I can tell you right now, the single most like impactful like thing that you will do in your life to change your life and have like a better life and routine, do not go on your phone the first 30 minutes of the day. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I feel like you just grabbed me by the shoulders and shook me and were like, stop going on your phone, stop starting your day with being so responsive and you know, like responding to other people, because that's gonna be how it feels. And it's like, if you start your day like in control of you, you're the rest of your day, you'll feel more in control. And I'm like, I need to
I started only doing it in May. Mm-hmm. So it's been a few months and it's literally changed my life.
Yeah, he said that.
I feel like a different person.
For example.
Yeah.
Do you, because I feel like I'm someone that's so easily overwhelmed and like anxious. And if I had this routine and was like off my phone more and just doing what I needed to do instead of like scrolling or whatever. Love that. Learning over here. What do you do if you fall off your routine?
I don't stress about it because stress has such a huge effect on your body more than people know. Mm-hmm. It messes up so much. And I feel like I have definitely learned this. I haven't been perfect, that it hasn't been this way forever, but I just cut myself some slack. And I just know that I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning and kill it the next day. Like this morning, I woke up and I knew I had so much to do. And I missed my meditation and my journaling and I didn't do it this morning. And that's like my morning ritual. I do it every single day. I didn't do it today, but I didn't let it ruin my day. And I'm not constantly thinking about it all day, how I didn't do it. I'm not going to let it ruin my day or anything like that. I'm just going to wake up tomorrow and start fresh.
I love that, actually. That's so good. How do you, so this is more like organization. How do you keep organized with YouTube work and like Instagram uploads or like questions about that?
I don't really have like a set schedule or any type of organization. Like, I really am so chill when it comes to Instagram. I am the type of person where I can only post a picture on Instagram if it's in the moment. Like, I don't do shoots. I don't pre-make content to have when I'm, like, sitting on the couch. Like, oh, I'm going to post, like, a bomb picture of me wearing a cute outfit. I wish I could be like that, where I could plan things out and have, like, a day where I shoot content and have pictures for, like, the whole week that I could post and stay active. But I like to do things when in the moment. I don't really post like throwback pictures or anything like that. I just am, if I'm in a position where I want to take a picture of my outfit or myself or like a flat lay of something around my apartment, I'll snap a picture and upload it right there. And then for videos, I kind of just feel out like, oh, I really want to vlog today. I'll vlog and then I'll upload it right after that. So I just kind of do it. You know what? It just comes and then it goes up on the internet.
I like
there's
that
no plan.
That goes along with you being so present. Like, what you're posting is, like, in the present moment. And I like that you said that, because I think a lot of people, especially if you're, I guess, taking, like, being an influencer really seriously, and you're like, okay, I need to have my schedule, my structure. And you might think, like, okay, today's my shoot day. And, like, every day at 12 p.m. I know people that do that. Every day at 12 p.m. they post on Instagram or whatever it is. But I like that you just have a different, like, strategy vibe, like you just do in the moment. But I like that because I think that's relatable, and it's sort of like, you know, when you see Maggie's stuff, like that's her in right now, and like this is me right now seeing what she's doing right now, you know, instead of like something old. How do you manage your finances so well? Financial advice, budgeting, there's like a bunch of stuff about that.
I have a financial advisor and I have people who manage my money, which is something that I started doing when I really established, actually, it was the beginning of 2019. I had a year on YouTube where I was like, okay, this is picking up. It's my job now. And I don't want to make any stupid decisions. I've heard so many stories, seen so many YouTube videos of people talking about the stupid purchases they've made, the stupid decisions they've made. When they're put in the position of making a lot of money at a young age, which, just being completely honest, YouTube is so different than any job anybody will ever have at our age. And everyone knows that, you know, that's just the reality of it. Like, it's so different. And I'm so grateful to be in the position that I am. And I've worked so hard to get to where I am. And I don't want to look back 10 years from now and be like, why did I do that? Why did I make those decisions? So I got a financial advisor a year into starting YouTube, and they've helped me manage my money, and they look at my bank statements every month. And I know that that's a luxury that I have, and I'm so grateful to be able to have people that help me. I definitely think for my tips personally is that when it comes to buying things, definitely if you are interested in something, keep that in mind. And if you see something that you like in the store right away, don't buy it right away. Go home, spend a day or two, 3 days, 4 days, a week, whatever. And if you can't stop thinking about it, that's how you know you need it. So that's like my tip for life. And I'm big on making investments. So I think that if you just save your money and wait to buy that one thing that you like rather than buying a bunch of different things just to take the place of it, I feel like that's a lot more wasteful and a waste of money. I'm big on quality over quantity. And so that's another way that I feel like I save money, because I just wait to save up for the one thing that I want rather than like just buying a bunch of things that I don't really need.
I feel like you've always been that way, like quality over quantity. And I feel like you can apply that to almost like every aspect of your life.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like also even before I had YouTube and when I worked like real jobs, because I've only been in this position for, like, I started my channel 3 years ago in September. So I had real jobs before YouTube. I worked 6 days a week, like over 40 hours at a resort on Cape Cod. I worked my summer job. I was a hostess. Literally, I'd go into work at like 10 a.m. and I wouldn't get out till 9 p.m. Like, I hustled my ass off. And I also think that if you really want something, you need to work for it. And you can't just sit there and like wait for things to come to you and just think like, oh, money, poof, it's gonna like fall off of a tree. You know what I mean? So I feel like I've always been interested in like fashion. I always have loved like clothes and just being able to buy myself things. And even since I was younger, I would just like find different ways to make money. And I would like work different jobs. On my one day off when I was hostessing, I would babysit. So I was always finding ways that I could make a little bit of money in my free time. When you are making your own money and working so hard for it, you really realize like and prioritize what you want to spend it on. Mm-hmm. And how much you want to save. Like you kind of have an idea of all of that. So mm-hmm. I think also just like giving yourself some respect on that and just not going off and buying things because like your friend has it. Yeah, going off the deep end for no reason. Just like always being mindful. Mm-hmm.
Words to live by, people. She's the queen. Okay, you better listen up. I really like this one because I feel like you have made a transition into this. And I just, like you were saying, like I just feel like you're very mindful about like what you have, what you're buying, like what's in your maybe like immediate environment is a good way to think, because I feel like I know that you are, and I feel like I am too, just highly affected by like my environment. I feel like so many people are. So how do you keep such a minimalist lifestyle?
I get very overwhelmed by clutter. Mm-hmm. I hate clutter. So I will get rid of things when I feel like I don't need them anymore, like outfits. If I've worn it and I'm sick of it, I either donate or I have like my Poshmark. I'll sell things on Poshmark. So I'll get rid of clothes. When it comes to furniture, I feel like if in the past, like I've lived at other apartments where I've wanted to like get rid of things, like I'll donate some of like the accessories that I bought from Home Goods, and I'm like, I don't need this anymore. Donate that, sell furniture on like, I know people sell on like Facebook Marketplace.
You were so good at that, Maggie.
Yeah, I just get rid of things. Like the one thing that I do, like I don't hold any type of attachment to anything that I own. And I'm not attached. You're good at that. Like I'm just, if I wore something multiple times and I am ready to move on and get something else. If I get something and put it in my closet, I always take something out. Mm-hmm. When I put something in. And
so good.
I've gotten to the point now where I'm so lucky to like live in my new apartment, and I'm so grateful that I was able to buy all of my new furniture. But I got all of my furniture from Restoration Hardware, which has been like a dream of mine I've worked towards ever since I was little, because I know that when I move into a house eventually, a couple years down the line, whenever I move out of the city into a house, this furniture that I have that we're sitting at this table right now, this will be in one of the dining rooms in my houses.
Yeah. Like
it'll so stay with I'm you. Not going to put it, it's not going to be wasted. You know, it's not just going to be like thrown away or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Broken.
Yeah.
That's broken. Back to like your quality
over quantity. Yeah. That's how I stay so minimalist. It's just like having one good thing is so much better than having
a lot of okay things.
Especially with clothes. Mm-hmm. Like, trust me, I've been there. I've shopped at Forever 21, mm-hmm. and that was like my life in college, but I don't have any of those clothes anymore. You know, mm-hmm. it's like worth it to really save up and buy like one really nice thing. And also, if you go to thrift stores, especially like in Boston, they have like a lot of really nice brands. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to like buy stuff full price from the store, but you can mm-hmm. like go to a thrift shop and find like Free People, Anthropologie, yeah. all Revolve, all those brands. You just have to really search.
Yeah. And like that just makes me think of all those secondhand places. It's like you can have quality without spending that much.
Oh, I feel yeah. Like easily. The real. Yeah. Yes. You can buy so much stuff.
Poshmark.
Yeah. Even Poshmark too. Mm-hmm. Like I bought so much on Poshmark in college. This is like making me really remember my old life before YouTube. Like I would buy stuff on Poshmark constantly, like Lululemon's new mm-hmm. with tags for $40. Yeah.
Sign me up.
Like I would buy them all the time. And I feel like you don't need to break the bank in yeah. order to like have cute stuff, mm-hmm. you know, or even have nice things. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be expensive. Like yeah. people sell their stuff.
Yeah.
If they don't want it anymore. So just search around, search Poshmark, search your websites. Even like Facebook Marketplace, my mom was talking about it the other day. She found a table that she had been looking for forever. It was West Elm and it was like $600, mm-hmm. retailed for over $2,000 on the website. Yeah. The person just was redoing their kitchen, getting mm-hmm. rid of it. So just search.
I've been finding so much
stuff. So much stuff. Yeah. It's like
it's new stuff.
You just have to look.
Yeah. You know what this makes me think, you guys? Everyone needs a friend like Maggie that can just be honest with you. And she just, she said exactly what I was thinking in my head about how she's so good at not holding like an emotional attachment around things, which I struggle with. I'm like, yeah, I wore these jeans 3 years ago, but like I wore them to this dinner with this person. Or you know what I mean? Like I think about memories. You're like, no, I wore that like skirt on vacation and like Hawaii and I want to remember. But it's like, you have the photo, okay? You don't need the skirt sitting there. You're not going to wear it for the next, you know, however.
Exactly. And you're never gonna thing that is true also is that somebody else can get use out of it. Mm-hmm. You know somebody else is going to love that skirt that you wore in Hawaii.
Yes.
And look so cute in it, you know, and it's going to be their new favorite thing.
Yeah. And then it's not cluttering your mind in your space.
Yes.
This is good. We had this talk. Some of you needed that. I know you did. Okay. This, I really like this question. What's something about adulthood that you didn't expect?
I feel like my adulthood started so much earlier than it was supposed to, and that other people's adulthood start, because my parents got divorced when I was a junior in college. So I feel like when I was 20, I felt like an adult immediately, when I feel like I shouldn't have felt like an adult until after I graduated, which I know everybody's situations are different, but I feel like I just didn't realize how much you really have to do yourself. Like when I was younger, my parents would call and make a doctor's appointment for me. They would always be there and for advice, which I can still call them now, but I'm like, you live on your own. You're an adult. You pay your own bills. You do all these things by yourself. But I really like it because I love the feeling of being independent and like accomplishing things on your own. And I feel like even being thrown into the type of situation that I was, where my parents got divorced and I felt like I had nobody at the time, it really made me also learn a lot about myself. And this is crazy, but like ways that I want to like raise my children. I just learned a lot. So I just didn't really expect like how much independence you really have. Like everyone says, oh, like you're an adult, you're gonna move out, not live with your mom and dad anymore, and you're like, okay, yeah, whatever, like freedom. It's a lot of work, like car insurance, paying for your car each month, paying for electric, heat, water, gas, your student loans, like having all the things to keep up with. And you're like, if you miss one thing, your credit score goes down. Your credit score goes down, you can't
buy a house.
Yeah, so there's a lot that you really need to stay on top of when you're an adult. And I was just like, did not expect any of that. Yes. But I'm grateful that I was thrown into it, because I feel like the best feeling is just being thrown into like a shit show and figuring it out. And you're like, yeah, like I did that.
Yeah.
So it's really not that bad. Don't be scared about the future and the unknown and just dealing with all these stressful things, because it teaches you a lot that you're going to be grateful for.
Yeah. You figure it out. So true. When you're an adult, there's always like something else. You're like, oh, I did that, but like I also have to do this. Like there's always like some bill you have to pay, something you have to like tie up some loose ends. Okay. This one is the one that I feel like is similar that I really like. What are things you wish people knew about you off camera? Like, what do you think is something that like doesn't come across? I feel like you were kind of saying it earlier.
I feel like, well, one thing that I feel like I don't really show on camera is how emotional I am. I'm the most emotional person ever, but, and I'm trying to get better at showing this in my videos, but I am very easily affected by emotions and energies, and I just feel like so much love for the people in my life that I love. And when something sad happens, like I'm so sad. I cry a lot. I'm very emotional. I'm very deep. And I feel like sometimes you can't really tell that from videos. And also I'm very, like I'm crazy with my friends. I'm crazy and I love it. And I wish that I could show everybody who I'm really close with. Always is like, Maggie, you need to show this side of you in your videos. And I'm like, you don't understand. Am I going to put the camera on right now and press the record button when I'm alone in my apartment and start like doing
working?
And start doing all the stuff I'm doing like when I'm with you guys. I can't. It just gets awkward. So yeah.
I could see that. How I feel like if I see your content and I didn't know you personally, I would be like, I could just think like, oh, this is such like a strong, like role model, like confident girl. Cause you are. And that's what I feel like I see, but then it's like you don't see like the twerking, wine drinking Maggie.
Yeah, and like me just being like real. Although I do have that side of me where my mind feel like just works so differently, mm-hmm. and I'm always like analyzing things and thinking deeply and just very conscious about like the way that I feel and energy and mm-hmm. all that. But at the same time, like I love to let loose and have fun with my friends. I love to mm-hmm. laugh. I love to yell. I love to just be loud
yeah.
and be funny and joke. Yeah. So.
I love that you talked about that because I feel like people can see stuff on social media and just think that's like, but it's like one side. It's like one part yeah. of the story. Like you're not seeing behind the scenes. I think people need to remember that. It's like,
and it's only hard a part too because it's life. My job. Like I don't want to be
mm-hmm. unprofessional.
Unprofessional and then have mm-hmm. people, like you wouldn't act like that in front of your boss. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's kind of like,
that's helpful.
My bosses are watching the video. Yeah,
that's helpful for people to remember. It's like we can't maybe be completely ourselves 100% of the time, because remember there are like brands that we work with that yeah. like are a certain way. So yeah, that's good to remember. Can you talk about how you journal and tips?
Yes, every morning I wake up and I have a journal called the 5-minute journal, and you write down 3 things you're grateful for, 3 things that would make your day great, and then an daily affirmation. So for example, I'll write little things that I'm grateful for, like I'm grateful for my comfy bed that I just woke up in. I'm grateful for my morning coffee. I'm grateful for my friends and family and their health, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then writing things about your day. Sometimes I write like what would make today great is listening to a podcast and learning, reading 15 pages of my book, taking a bath, going mm-hmm. to bed at 10 p.m., stuff like that. And then daily affirmation, I always start it with I am. So saying it as if that's how you are and just being confident about it. Like I always write like I am strong, I am kind, I am authentic and real, just to always remind myself to be authentic and real all the time and not let all the stuff going on social media change who I am. Mm-hmm. And I do that, and then I will write in a second journal and I'll take a whole page and write. It's called scripting. And there's a bunch of videos on YouTube that you guys can watch. But basically, I just write down things that I want in my life and how I want to show up as a person. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, a few months ago, I was writing down a lot of stuff about the people I wanted to surround myself with, the type of person I wanted to show up as, the types of situations that I wanted to happen in my life. Little things like that, almost as if you already have it and you are like manifesting it. Mm-hmm. So you say, for example, I have the greatest group of friends in the world. They make me feel so good when I'm around them. We always mm-hmm. are uplifting each other, laughing, blah, 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 stuff. And basically talking about things you want to bring into your life, because I'm a firm believer in like being the energy you want to attract and just mm-hmm. believing that whatever you put out there is going to come back. So I take a whole page of my journal and I do that. And then I do that after my meditation. So I'll do like a 10-minute meditation, like a gratitude meditation, or sometimes like a visualization one. I just search them up on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I finish it off by doing that. And then I read my horoscope. And then I start my day.
I love that. Okay, you just hit so many great things. So there's questions about manifestation, but you just hit it perfectly. Like, yeah. Do you believe in manifestation? You were
100%.
Like actively manifesting things into your life through journaling. And I'm sure you do it like in other times of the day. And something that you said about like the last part when you're like, I am authentic, I am strong. That just reminded me. So the next question is, do you think it's easy to get lost as a person being an influencer? So that's something you do
yeah.
to not get lost and stay yourself.
To be completely honest, I did get lost over, I feel like this past year, ever since like the end of last summer, I feel like the whole winter I felt so weird and so different. Mm-hmm. And I feel like my videos last summer were killing it. I grew a lot over the past year on YouTube, and I obviously with growing and stuff like that comes more money. And I feel like I just got so lost in with myself and who I am and who I want to show up as and like the values that I have as a person, because I've always been the same ever since like before I started YouTube. But I feel like I got lost when the success like started to really kick in. Mm-hmm. And I kind of had to, over the past few months, like ever since April or May, I really had to dial in and like find myself again, mm-hmm. because I feel like I definitely let a lot of it get to my head. Mm-hmm. And also, I think a big thing is I just was like buying all the stupid stuff that he didn't need, like making this money, feeling that I was just like, oh, well, if I want that, like, I'm just going to go get it, you know, just like mm-hmm. unrealistic stuff. And I feel like I was going through life like on autopilot. Yeah. I wasn't aware. I wasn't present. I wasn't conscious of anything that I was doing. And I was just did not like how I felt. I didn't really like the person that I was becoming. And I was like, I need to stop this right now. Mm-hmm. I need to change. And so I started reading a lot, meditating, journaling. And I ended up like getting rid of a lot of the stuff that I've bought in the past, like just designer things that mm-hmm. bring you instant gratification, but don't make you, I'm not going to say they don't make you happy, because when you buy something, like obviously you know that it makes you feel good, but it doesn't make you fulfilled. And Ed Milet says this all the time, like mm-hmm. things, they give you instant gratification, but they will never fulfill you. And I was not fulfilled. And you would think that somebody who makes money and has a job and can live this lifestyle that obviously people look at and they're like, I want to do that. Just because people have all of these like glamorous things doesn't mean that they are truly happy, and mm-hmm. it doesn't bring you true, genuine happiness. And that's something that I like recognized, and it honestly made me like feel sick. I was like, why do I have all these bags in my closet? Like, they need to be out of here right now. Mm-hmm. I took a huge box, put them all in it, and sent them to The Real Real. Mm-hmm. And I was like, somebody else will like these so much better than I did. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't not make me feel good. And I just like really simplified my life. Mm-hmm. So
I feel like everything you were just saying, it would make me think things in my head, and then you would like say it next. Like, I was immediately thinking when you were talking about just like buying designer things or whatever that you think is maybe like, oh, this is like, since I'm making more money and I feel successful, this is something that like someone like me, like I should buy this.
Exactly.
Or I want this, and maybe this is like what I want in this moment. But it's like, that isn't what's making you happy. It actually will maybe in turn make you feel more empty. And like the things that make you feel happy are more like within yourself.
Yeah.
Like, but you're looking outwards when it's inside. And so I love that question. Do you think it's easy to get lost as a person being an influencer?
For sure. You totally need to be conscious about it all the time, because there are so many people doing what you do, and people are showing the new things that they're getting. They're taking pictures.
And it rubs off on you.
And it's like all the trends. Like, mm-hmm. what are the celebrities wearing?
Yeah.
What are the bigger influencers wearing, doing? Where are they traveling? What are, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Like, should I do that? And it's so weird. Just like, having your life on social media is just such a weird thing. And it's so weird because it's like your work and your, you know, like your income, your everything, your whole life, but it's so closely tied to like your identity, who you are as a person, your personal life. And so all mixed together gets really confusing. And then you're like, wait, who am I? Am I happy in this moment? Who am I in my relationships with my family and my friends? Do I like who I am? Do I like where I am? Do I like the things I have? It gets like really scary when you start feeling
Yeah, it does. And then it's like you have to deal with all those emotions in front of the public.
Yes.
And it's like crazy.
And like so much judgment. And I feel like I've been there like in times in college, people are like, you've changed so much. And I'm like, you know what? I have. And then you get into like, okay, when you're on social media for so long, you're going to change. Like, you're going to grow up and change. And that just made me think like people are like, oh, they see like success and money and whatever. And then I just think like, you see someone that in your eyes is successful or has maybe material things that you would aspire to be like, or maybe you want a YouTube channel like Maggie, but then it's like you don't actually know how they are in their real life, and maybe they're not happy, and maybe they like feel these empty feelings. So you know what? More money, more problems, because
that's how I feel.
Half these people you see that you aspire to be like them, like they're probably dealing, well, I know they're dealing with things deep down that you don't see. So yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's like good to remember. Definitely easy to get lost, and you need like the people in your personal life to like pull you back down to earth and like ground you. Like, I just feel like grounding relationships, boyfriend, sisters, like friends, just helps so much. Like, you need that, or you're gonna like fly off into the sky.
Yeah. You know?
So yeah. Okay. How do you think you remain so confident and sure of yourself?
I think because I was honestly, I've just been so used to it ever since I was little. Like, it was almost instilled in me when I was growing up, which is the way that I want to raise my children is how my mom raised us. She would never try to like stifle our creativity. I was in third grade and I wanted to wear this like poofy pink princess dress to my graduation with these long white gloves that were up to my bicep, like literally like the princess gloves that went all the way up past your elbow, a tiara, like the whole thing. I wore a feather boa, a pair of heels. And I feel like normally if your kid said that they wanted to wear like a dress up costume to their graduation, you'd be like, no, that's for home. This is, your teachers are there. You need to wear like a little dress, whatever. And parents kind of like try to tell their kids what to do. My mom never told me what to do from a young age. Like we'd go to the grocery store and I would be like 4 years old and I'd wear my mom's heels. And I'd be sitting in the cart with these big platform heels on. And people would always say to my mom and ask her like questions like, oh, you let Maggie like go out of the house like wearing your shoes, or you let Maggie do this, you let her do this. And my mom's just like, yeah, like she was just so go with the flow and chill and would never try to change who I was and make, she let me march to the beat of my own drum.
I love
that. And I have just feel like growing up around her and having her bring me up that way has made me who I am today, because my mom is so like that. And even with all of the standards that you see on social media of feeling like you need to change the way that you look to like look like certain people, like models and all these girls that you see on Instagram, I feel like my mom, ever since I was little, had just always like told me how like beautiful I was and like strong, and she's so confident in herself. So I really looked up to her and I was like, oh my God, my mom is so strong. She's a yoga teacher. Like she is so cute. And I just always wanted to be like that. And I feel like it's just who you surround yourself with too and what you consume kind of, because I feel like it's so easy to get like lost on social media and follow all these people and try to change the way that you look and the way that you act to be someone you're not. And I feel like with social media right now, just finding people who are like so confident in themselves to follow is really helpful. And that happened to me when I was in my sophomore year of college, was the time when I started to like kind of question like my confidence and the way that I looked and who I was. Like I always was very strong and like muscular, and I played hockey and I'm very athletic. And then I went to college and I stopped playing sports, and there were a lot of girls on social media who were just like very skinny, which their body is probably naturally like that, but my body's not. And I can't compare myself to the way that those girls look because I'm not built like that. And I remember I found Camille Kostick on Instagram my sophomore year, and she really helped me stay true to myself in the way that I was born and stuff like that. And just like all the stuff that my mom had taught me growing up, like she was like an older version of me. You know what I mean? Like she just, oh, older version of me now, because I feel like I learned a lot from the way that she would like talk about her body and stuff. My mom had always, obviously, like I just said, taught, just always treated us like that ever since we were little. And that always just made me feel confident. And then in college, I started to question it, and now I feel like it really helped me not let anything I see on social media or anybody else like change the way that I see myself. And just embracing the way that you are, and like I just love being me and like being strong and working out and like lifting and stuff like that. I don't know, I just feel like everyone is so unique, and if we were all the same, think about how boring that would be. You know? So you just have to be confident in you.
You guys need to listen up when Maggie talks about confidence. She's like one of the most confident people I know. And like I said earlier, it's obviously just helped me like personally so much. And I just think that is like such a strength that you have, being so confident.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you. There's definitely days though where I've, in times and moments in my life where I've felt not as confident. And it's not like this all the time, but it's definitely something that like you have to remind yourself of, because I struggle too sometimes, like And I'm like, what am I doing? No. Like, I look in the mirror and I'm like, I am strong.
Yeah. I know. I feel like it always just starts with comparison. And then you're like,
wait,
can I, like, be honest with myself? Like, what's going on right now? I need to stop comparing myself. I was confident yesterday. Like, what's going on today?
And if you feel like you're comparing yourself to others and you don't feel good when you're looking at something you see on social media, like, you don't have to follow that person. Mm-hmm. If you don't feel good about yourself following somebody else, like, cut that out of your life. Yeah. Do not consume that. Like, I told you guys, I followed Camille because she was so confident in the way her body was. And I have a similar body type to her. Mm-hmm. And she would just talk about how she is, like, athletic, has curves. And I was like, I can relate to that. So mm-hmm. follow what you can relate to and what uplifts you and makes you feel good.
Yeah, I so agree with that. I feel like I had moments like that where I'm like, why am I following every single Victoria's Secret model? I don't really relate to them. And I'm never going to look like them. And maybe it makes me feel worse following them. So maybe I can unfollow. Maybe I can mute. Like, whatever. And I think that's so true, to, like, be mindful of, like, what you're consuming. Because that's obviously affecting, like, your thoughts about yourself. Even if it's, like, indirectly. What is your workout routine?
My workout routine. So I work out with my trainer. I call him my trainer, but he's literally my friend from college. And he just happened to become a trainer in Boston, which worked out because I met him. He was a junior when I was a freshman in college. And so we just kept in touch. He graduated, became a trainer, and then I moved to Boston, started training with him. So we work out together twice a week, and then I'll do Pilates or SoulCycle, like, a few other days. I mean, I feel like I'm not as crazy about working out as I used to be. Like, I used to work out literally 5 or 6 days a week. Mm-hmm. I would do so much cardio. Like, I'd walk on the treadmill and I would try to, like, be skinny and work out for the wrong reasons. And mm-hmm. I feel like now I just really just work out to make myself feel better. And if I want to take days off, like, I take days off. And I will spend time outside and just give myself a lot more love in the way, like, I'll sleep in maybe a little bit longer. I'll have a slow morning and make sure my stress levels are really low and just do what makes me feel good and just get outside and enjoy nature and fresh air and not worry so much about the fitness aspect, because working out and putting so much stress on your body does more harm than good. Mm-hmm. And I've learned that the hard way. I feel like I've just had so much trial and error. Like, I've been an athlete my whole life. I'm 23 now. I have been working out literally since I was in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. And I have always been active, and I've just really learned a lot about my body and what my body needs and what my body likes. And I was even on a call this morning with somebody, and I was just talking about, like, my stress levels. And I was like, you know what? I am going to do my 2 workouts with my trainer this week and then take the rest of the week off. I am going to have slow mornings. I'm going to sleep in. I'm going to do my own thing, go on walks, like, whatever. So yeah, that's my routine. It just, I don't have a set routine. I just like do that. What makes me feel good.
Yeah. It's like, listen to your body. And I mean, everybody knows you can obviously overdo it with the exercising. I'm sure we've all been there. So it's like, that's so nice to step back from that and be like, wait, I'm just gonna, like, listen to my body and work out to, like, feel good and not worry about how I look or anything like that. A lot of people are interested. Are you still following food combining? I'm interested. Are you still following food combining?
I'm not. I know it was a huge thing on my Instagram last summer. And this is no, just want to say this to start off, this is no tea, no shade. I mean, you guys probably already know, like, I did it for almost a year. Like, I swore by it. And it got to the point where I was having really bad issues with my skin. And I was seeing an esthetician. I was getting facials, like, doing all this stuff to clear up my acne and my acne scars. And it got to the point where I had a weird breakout in the beginning of April. And it was, like, these hard bumps underneath my skin. Mm-hmm. They were, like, hormonal breakouts. And I didn't know what they were from. Like, I ate so healthy. I was like, I eat so healthy. I am very conscious about all those things. I have a good skincare routine. I take care of my skin. Like, I'm seeing a professional. And my esthetician was like, Maggie, you should really go see a dietitian. And so I did. And I used to be like, oh, this makes me feel good. This is what works for me, whatever. And then I was like, I am having these skin issues. I need to kind of get to the bottom of it because now I know that whatever is going on is internal. Mm-hmm. So I saw a dietitian and I took a test. It's called the Dutch test. Mm-hmm. And it basically is a like urine test that tests all of your hormones. Mm-hmm. And my hormones were out of whack. And I noticed that I only started getting acne last year in like May or June when I changed my diet. Mm-hmm. And my dietitian and I have been talking about over the past like few months just different supplements that I'm taking to be able to like balance my hormones and help me and everything that's like going on internally. Mm-hmm. And one of the main things was having more balanced meals. That was like a reason why my acne was the way that it was, because of my hormones. And then, which I can't really say all of like the facts because I am not like a dietitian myself. Mm-hmm. I'm not a doctor. So I'm kind of just saying this based on my own
experience. With your dietitian. Yeah.
And so basically she was telling me that if giving me meal ideas and giving me ways that I can change my diet in order to balance my hormones, clear my skin and all that. So I eat, I guess you could say, just like regular. Mm-hmm. I am not vegan anymore. I also realized that being vegan and not eating animal protein, my body does so well when I eat salmon. I feel so good when mm-hmm. I eat fish and when I eat eggs. So I started incorporating those back into my diet. And then I started seeing my dietitian. And now I just really make it a point to eat very balanced meals. Mm-hmm. So having protein, a good starch, so like sweet potato, brown rice, stuff like that. And then obviously half of your plate vegetables. That's what my dietitian recommends. And then also having healthy fats. Mm-hmm. So that's what I've been doing. And my skin has cleared up so much and I'm so happy. Mm-hmm. And also one thing I want to say about diets as a whole is really and truly you need to do what works for you because everyone's going to be different. Mm-hmm. And I recommend seeing a professional and talking to your doctor about all of these things and taking tests, because I feel like my life has changed ever since I saw a professional and I took a test, and my test results literally were like the blueprint on how I should change my diet. So mm-hmm. yeah, use your resources. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's so much that you see online. Trust me, like I show what I eat all the time and I know how much it can have effect on people. But just because one person eats one thing, like doesn't mean that if a person eats a certain way, it's going to work for you. Mm-hmm. And I just show like what I eat for like meal ideas and stuff. Mm-hmm. And yeah, take what you want, leave what you don't, but always talk to a professional.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the next question I was going to ask was, how did you decide to stop being completely vegan? But I mean, you just...
Yeah, it just makes me feel so much better. Like mm-hmm. I feel more energized. I feel stronger.
Yeah. I so agree with that.
Less lethargic. My body needs it. You were vegan
for a year, like in college. And I thought that it would make me feel better, and it just was not for me. And to be honest, I just was like, I remember just eating all the vegan junk food because I could, and I gained weight, and I didn't feel, and I didn't have the balanced meals. That wasn't going for me. And I loved salmon. The first thing that I ate when I stopped being vegan was like salmon on like a Caesar salad, because I miss salmon. Same sort of thing. And yeah, so that's just what makes me feel the best. And you guys know now I just eat whatever I want, because that's just how I do it. But yeah, so there's the tea, you guys. Even though there's no tea or shade, really. It's just Maggie listening to her body.
Yeah, listening to my body and
I feel those changes. Like everyone is so interested in like what other people are doing. Like, Maggie, why did you stop being vegan? But it's like, you need to just do you and work on you, sister, and like what works for you. So just remember that. Favorite healthy desserts?
Oh my God. Favorite healthy dessert? I love vegan ice cream. So Em and I go to JP Licks all the time, and they have they have like different flavors each month. we should go tonight. They have chocolate, they have peanut butter, and it's dairy free, which I still don't do dairy because dairy has always bothered my stomach. Mm-hmm. I
thought you were gonna say your skin, because I know some people get skin issues with dairy.
It hurts my stomach
so bad.
Yeah, I used to complain about it 24/7, and then people would be like, Maggie, why do you do it to yourself? And one day I was just like, you're so right. I don't know why I do it to myself.
I'm still in that phase. I do it. I eat the dairy ice cream and my stomach hurts and I'm like, oh, and I feel sick that night.
Yeah.
And it's like, why do I do it to myself? Because ice cream tastes good. But yes, and I think so many people are lactose intolerant and like don't even know it, because I know I'm like, really just like thinking about it right now. But you know how it's lactose, which is like giving you the issues. And as humans, you're born with lactase, like the enzyme to break it down when you're a baby because you have your mom's milk. But as you grow up, you lose your lactase enzymes and some people keep more of it. But like the majority of adults don't have it, and that like everyone is freaking lactose intolerant. Like, why are you eating dairy? I don't know. That's just my opinion. Okay, this is where we get juicy if you guys stay towards the end. Are you getting a puppy?
I am. And what getting kind? A puppy. So I haven't even said what kind I'm getting.
Yeah.
Even in my YouTube video, I uploaded a video talking about getting a puppy. I didn't even say what kind. So I guess people have to listen to this to know. Yeah. So I have been wanting to get a dog for the past year, and I had been had my heart set, but before the pandemic, I was traveling a lot and did not have the right lifestyle to be able to take care of a puppy. So unrealistic. I just knew that I would have to be settled down in order to get my own dog. And then once the pandemic happened in March and we've all been at home and not traveling and stuff, I've realized how much I enjoy being home. And I thought that now is the right time. I just felt so ready, and it just kind of came to me. And I was like, even going forward in the future, whenever things do go back to normal and we can travel again and live life the way that we used to, obviously it's not going to ever be the same as it was before, but I have no urge to travel as much as I used to. Maybe like once or twice a year, I want it to be really meaningful and stuff. But back to the puppy, yes, I did get a puppy. He is currently 6 weeks old, so I won't have him for a little bit until he is old enough to leave his mother. But it is a boy, and he is a Morkie. So he's a Yorkie and a Maltese mix, and he's hypoallergenic, which I need because I am so allergic to any animal that has fur, not hair. I'm allergic to cats, all that. So I grew up having, I had two hypoallergenic dogs that we rescued at my house on Cape. You've met them before, Winnie and Cody. Yeah. So I just knew I wanted to eventually get my own dog because I grew up having dogs that were my family dogs. And I am just so excited to have my own responsibility. And we talked about this earlier, but just at the age we are now, in our almost mid-20s,
ooh, that's so weird.
Gonna be 24 soon. The next step is getting married and having kids. So I think that having a dog is gonna be such a good responsibility for me, and it's gonna teach me so much and make me so much more responsible and get ready to have kids. And then my kids will be able to grow up with my dog.
Yeah. So isn't that so like weird to think about? You're like, oh wait, this dog's gonna like be here when I have children one day. It's crazy. And I think something that's good for you guys to remember is I feel like people can really be sort of like judgmental and just sort of look at like, okay, like this influencer Maggie or Gretchen, whoever it is, like you think that their lifestyle is so on the go and travel, and like maybe it has been, but also what's to say that their lifestyle will change when they get a dog? Like it probably will. And I think I just got a lot of worrying, maybe sometimes hate, of people saying like, you can't take care of a dog, your dog isn't good with your lifestyle. And I'm like, I've done the traveling every weekend thing. Like, I don't want to do that anymore. That's exactly why I feel like now is the right time for a dog. And I feel like Maggie feels that way too. It's like, we like being home.
And with all that aside also, which I completely, and this is where you're just so sweet. Like, you're so sweet, Gretchen. Also, mind your damn business. Like, you don't know how people act when they are at home, when the camera's not rolling. You don't know how people are. And please, I'm telling you this, if you're going to take anything away from this podcast, take this. Use that worry that you are using about somebody else and use it to that energy to benefit your life in some way. And read a book. Do whatever you need to do to benefit your own life and make changes, because I promise you will feel better.
Yes. You know? Like, you're not going to feel good writing something mean to Maggie or I. Like, your messages or comments saying, like, you're going to leave that dog behind when you, like, are running around doing things. No, we're not.
Yeah.
Use that energy and do something with your with yourself and your priorities. Okay. Tyler, this is where it really gets juicy.
Of course.
So, I can't believe we haven't even talked about him yet. Are you still dating Tyler? So many questions are like, why did they break up? And I'm like, hello, they didn't even break up. Oh my God.
Yeah, we are still together. We live together. And I can definitely see why people are still wondering because I don't show him in my videos ever.
You never you love like your private relationship. And I like so respect that.
Yeah, I love my private relationship.
Yeah.
And we are still together. We just moved in together. And it's been fun. I'm not going to sit here and be like, it's amazing. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's heaven on earth.
I have lived alone for like 2 years. And yeah. Now having, or 3 years, 2 or 3 years. But anyway, I've lived alone for a while. And I just feel like now I'm sharing my space with somebody else. And it's not the same as it used to be. Mm-hmm. Like I used to be able to come and go and... You know?
Yeah. Like, guys, I was texting Maggie yesterday about it, and I'm like, well, it's totally an adjustment. It's like having a roommate again.
Yeah, like, there's like having a roommate.
That you have to, like, sort of, I don't know if be accountable is, like, the right word, but, like, you're not just going to, like, come and go and run around. Like, you have to be like, oh, I'm going to, like, run out to do this. Like, you, like, you know, keep each other updated.
And it's a boy, mind you. It's not like you're living with another girl. It's a guy. Like, oh, my goodness. Like, in my shower, just... Little things that he does. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, boys are not the cleanest. Which, Tyler, I will give... No, I will give him this. His mom, she is an absolute angel. I love her so much. Tracy, she's probably not listening to this, but I love her. She's so clean. Like, you could go to Tyler's house and literally eat food off the ground because she's cleaning 24/7. So he, ever since I met him, like, he wakes up every morning. He makes his bed. Mm-hmm. In college, like, he would... make sure his room was tidy. All of his clothes were always put away. He would vacuum. Like, he was not like your typical boy. But I feel like just living together has been definitely an adjustment. But I love it because we obviously like sleep together every night and like waking up and he's there and just always having someone to be around and like spend time with. And it's been so fun. So
that was the next question. How are you adjusting to living with Tyler? Like, yeah, you love it. It's an adjustment.
I love it.
You
love and it. It's definitely an adjustment. And I'm not going to say that we don't have arguments because we do. But him and I both take a step back to realize like, okay, we're going through this massive shift and it's not going to be easy, but we're going to work through it together.
Mm-hmm. And it's a decision you made because you love each other.
Exactly.
So it's like, obviously you wanted it or you wouldn't be living together. This says, will you show more of your relationship now that you're living together?
No, because sorry guys. I thought that I was going to, but honestly, Tyler's work schedule is so different and he's gone literally all day long and he works 5 days a week. And then the 2 days he has off, I want to be present with him and I want to spend time with him. So I'm not going to be vlogging or really doing any work on those days mm-hmm. that he's home. And usually I will just vlog and get stuff done like when he's not here.
Mm-hmm. That's nice to have that separation. I feel like we've talked about this just in the past in our personal lives, like how it can be so nice to be with your like personal life friends or loved ones, like a boyfriend, and just feel like you can like turn off the YouTube social media side and just finally like relax and sort of like take a deep breath kind of thing. Because it can feel like when your whole life is on social media that it's your whole life and it never ends and you can't ever like exhale kind of thing. So I just so respect that you keep your relationship private. And I feel like earlier I was like, your private relationship, it's not like it's this big secret. I feel like some people are like, why is it this big mystery? Like, it's not like it's a secret. You just like prefer to keep your relationship private.
Yeah.
Which I think a lot of
Tyler's
people do.
Like so shy. Like he's so shy and so quiet.
I feel like people forget that. Like if he was all over your social media, like remember that that's somebody else. Like he would have to want to do that. Like he has his own thoughts and feelings and you know what I mean?
Like, and I totally respect when people do show their relationships. Like the guy, their boyfriend is probably like just a lot more outgoing and comfortable in front of the camera and just Tyler's not. And think about it from like your perspective, if you would want people like filming you all the time, if you didn't feel comfortable, you know, like I really just respect the way that he feels. Not that he's like, don't ever film me.
Yeah.
But I know he would if I asked him, and but I just don't want to make him feel like that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Last couple questions, you guys. So this is sort of like miscellaneous and like future. I like these. What are your favorite spots on Cape Cod? I thought this would be good because I feel like so many people are on Cape right now, just like with their families and just like the time. And obviously since you grew up there, I'm sure you have so many favorite spots.
My favorite spots. Okay, so best Mexican restaurant is Añejo on Main Street in Falmouth. Best bagels.
And Hyannis.
And Hyannis, but the Falmouth one is better. Yeah, best bagels, Joe Mama's. They have multiple locations. Orleans is the best. Best coffee is Cape Cod Coffee. You can search up Cape Cod Coffee and look at their website to see where they sell it, but they have a store, I believe, in Mashpee Commons. You should go. Best Italian food is Gina's. It's a really tiny restaurant in Dennis.
I'm learning so much.
Best seafood is Sisuit Harbor Cafe, an OG. You definitely have. Best ice cream is Ice Cream Cafe in Orleans.
I knew you were going to say that. We love that.
Regular and they have dairy-free. But the one thing that they have that no one else has, they have soft serve, dairy-free soft serve. And I get a Blizzard with Oreos and it's bomb. Mm-hmm. So those are my favorite places on Cape.
Yes, you guys.
To go to.
Ice Cream Cafe, like lights out. So good. Love that place. Do you think you will live anywhere other than Boston, like anytime soon, or I guess in the future?
No, I will never leave Massachusetts. I might have houses. Like I will have houses in other places. Like I know that I want to work hard enough to be able to buy like a vacation home somewhere else, but Massachusetts will be my home base forever. Like I'm not leaving.
Yeah.
I can't.
I know. Something about Boston, you guys, just feels like home. If some people listening have never been to Boston, they're probably like, what? Like, you don't get it until you've been here and, like, lived here. Like, I know Natalie feels this way, too. Like, we both lived in New York City, and we're just like, you know, Boston hits different. Like, Boston is home. Like, it just has, like, a home feeling. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Isn't this the question that everybody hates?
Yeah. 5 years... Well, you guys know I said it in the beginning. Like, I'm there. I'm really, really focusing on just being present and not, like, thinking about that. But 5 years from now. 28. Okay, so I'm turning 24 in November. I'll be turning 29 in 5 years. So, married. Duh. And I will have a kid. That's what I want. I want to be married and I want to have a child.
Oh, my God.
In 5 years from now.
I can, like, see it in my head.
Who knows what's going to happen with my career? Like, I don't even want to set, like, any intentions or timelines for what I want within my career. But family-wise, in, like, life, I want to have a house, husband, child, or two.
A couple.
Who knows? I'm going to have four, so we don't know when it's going to start, but yeah. Also, B2 Burrito is good.
And now it's Burrito Bistro, though.
Oh, Burrito Bistro. And Corner Store on the Cape for burritos.
Really good. I love Burrito Bistro, but I always call it B2.
And a hope for sushi.
What's something you wish you knew sooner in life?
Being honest, nothing. Nothing.
Ooh, curveball.
I like the unknown. And I honestly feeling uncomfortable in situations and learning and being able to grow, I think, is one of the most amazing feelings and things. And there's nothing that I would change about my life. Like, there have been mistakes I've made in the past, 1,000%. I've made so many mistakes, but I've also learned so much and grown so much.
And you wouldn't be who you are now without all of that.
And I wouldn't be who I am now. So there's nothing that I would tell myself or change.
That's like when people are like, do you have regrets? And it's like, that's good for all of you listening to remember to not have regrets, because you only are where you are now because of everything that's happened in your past. That just made me think of you in specific. So you're talking about you, and you could like tell your past self things like, oh, these designer bags aren't going to fill you up, or like you want to be this type of person or whatever. But even if yourself in that moment knew how the future you wanted to be, it's like, you only got that way because of things that you went through.
Going along with that, which is so true, I knew before I even started YouTube that material items don't fulfill you. My mom, when she was in seventh grade, her house burned down. She lost everything. Like, I had grown up and my mom always told us about how important presence is and just the people you're with, and that material things don't matter. And that is something that I was well aware of, but I was at the point where I like needed to learn it for myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And experience it. Mm-hmm. Because as much as someone could have said to me, like my mom instilling it in my mind, like you got to go through that experience and be like, oh wow, like she was actually right.
You have to go through the white Gucci bags.
Yes. Oh my God.
I miss her.
I know.
I remember the moment when you bought her.
She's somewhere.
Did she make it into the real real box?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, I miss her.
I know. She was but fun, see, but it's
that's
okay.
That's like a really good, that is like a really good example of what you're saying when you learn to let things go. Like we'll always have that memory of you getting that bag, but like you don't need it sitting here if you're not going to use
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Because we can just
and
remember
someone else is rocking that. Like out to dinner at a cute restaurant, yeah. like looks so fire and is so happy with her bag
exactly.
that she bought.
This is really
pre-loved
circle.
And it has good energy.
Yes. And all her good vibes are in there. So you're welcome. Okay, everyone. That was all we had for you. That went by so quick. They always go by so quick.
Yeah, it was fun.
Love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Love you guys.
Bye.